Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Gailhouse. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Carl Doyle. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Doyle. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Puccinelli reaches second base with a double. Finney moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops it up and throws to first, with Doyle covering, for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Weatherly scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to third. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Galehouse covering. Safe. Moses scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Puccinelli moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Galehouse strikes out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney is hit by the pitch. Hayes moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. Two outs. It's 5-1. Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 3 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moss pinch hits for Carl Doyle. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.